Somalia is now the 8th country to join the East African Community after Democratic Republic of Congo joined the bloc in April 2022. Despite Somalia having applied to join the community back in 2012, security in the country has been a major challenge and a factor that has hindered its admittance into the community. Dr. Peter Matuki is the Secretary General of the East African Community.
And therefore, depositing the instruments with the Secretary General is a beginning of our work. And we are aware that you had key priorities. One of them was fighting Al-Shabaab, which we realize is part of a security issue. And you are working on it to ensure that Somalia becomes secure. And we want to wish you well.
With its official entry into the bloc, Somalia is now committed to harmonizing and ratifying the East African Community Law and the treaty, which includes adherence to the universally acceptable principles of good governance, democracy, the rule of law, observance of human rights and social justice. Dr. Abdusalam Omer is a presidential special envoy of Somalia to the East African Community.
This is a very big day for Somalia. I think equally it's a big day for the East Africa community. We are part of a big family that brings us for economic prosperity, security. We have waited this moment for a long time, and it has come under the leadership of Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud, and I was proud to be part of it. We will exchange information on security.
A verification mission was launched by EAC on January 25th last year to assess the readiness of Somalia to join the regional body. The verification team's report was later adopted by the EAC Heads of State Summit in Bujumbura on June 6, 2023. Dr. Freddy Mukasambide is a regional specialist and the vice president of Democratic Party, an opposition party in Uganda.
The deposit of documents by Somalia definitely to the East African community is both boon and bane. Somalia is itself a conflict and insecurity laden with its attendant territorial enigma, particularly over Somaliland. So we would say the challenge is notwithstanding, we must welcome Somalia to the extent that then the East African community integration process is now mature enough to make sure we can deal with the problems as they arise.
Despite the security challenges in Somalia, analysts say that the transborder trade will increase significantly in the region as the community becomes a market of more than 300 million people and a gross domestic product of over $300 billion. Moses Aviarimana for VOA Africa.